The American Legion riders from across Kansas were in town late in the event to raise money and awareness for the needs-based scholarship. It's earmarked for children of U.S. military service personnel who either died on active duty or received a disability rating of at least 50%. Riders generated about $500 locally, and statewide, the total was around $31,000. Now let's go back to the phones in the KVA Sutherland studio line. I believe we got Becky Nirenberg, Emporia Community Foundation CEO, joining us again here as our newscast continues.
Hello, Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Much clearer. Thank you very much. And again, we're glad to have you on with us here today to talk about Emporia Community Foundation celebrates the 25th anniversary here for the Community Foundation being marked here this week.
Yes, well, we were actually 25 years old last year, and because of COVID, we weren't able to have our celebration that we wanted to have. And we'd rescheduled it for this year, and when we were getting ready to do the invitations and everything, it was still early in the year, and there were so many restrictions still at that time, we just decided it was better not to do a gala and a celebration. And so we decided we needed to do something different. And the Community Foundation started with a $5,000 fund by Loretta Langley. And that was 26 years ago. And so we looked at honoring Loretta Langley's first fund, and we are going to be giving away $5,000 this week and $500 surprise grants. We have around 75 local organizations who have funds with us. And so what we did was the committee sat down, we took all the names of our organizations, put them in a fishbowl, and drew out 10 names. And so Lonnie Heinen, most people know Lonnie. Lonnie and I will be going out today, and it's going to be kind of almost like a publisher's clearinghouse where we're going to show up with balloons and cookies and a check for $500.
What a great week this is going to be, huh?
This is going to be fun.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. We do the first one this morning. Lonnie is blowing up the balloons right now, and we're just going to go out and surprise people and say thank you for being a part of helping us grow. We started with a $5,000 fund, and we have 314 funds now with the Community Foundation. And in a community our size, we are now at $38.7 million in assets. And for a community our size, that's pretty darn good. And to grow from 5,000 to that size and do good in the community. I tell a lot of people this is the most fun job I've ever had, where I get to sign checks for $2 million a year for the betterment of the greater Emporia community.
That's a happy job right there. And you've got a happy week when you're going to be able to give away money in $500 increments. What are you going to be doing two a day then, Becky?
Two a day. We're going to do one each morning and one each afternoon.
You know, and the other thing that comes up is the name of the organization is Emporia Community Foundation, but really the reach of ECF now is across a good chunk of not only the KVUE listening area, but really the eastern half of the state now.
Yes, yes. When the Community Foundation was started, they decided to take in Lyon County, Emporia, Lyon County, and the counties that surround Lyon County. And especially recently, we've really started to reach out. Some technology has helped us with things like Zoom meetings and things like that, where we can go ahead and include people, and they don't have to drive all the way to Emporia. And we've included different groups in different counties like Wabunsee County, Greenwood County, Osage, Chase, Coffee. And we're giving out grants in those areas. We're bringing them in for match day, bringing groups in, and we're getting funds started in those areas too.
Well, what a celebratory week this is going to be, Emporia Community Foundation, marking their $5,000 start over 25 years ago and doing it in a great way, surprising folks with $500 donations twice a day this entire week. Well, Becky, great idea, and I know you'll have fun.
We are going to have fun, and people can keep track of it, of course, in the media, and we will also be having pictures and posts on our Facebook page.
Thank you, Becky.
Sounds great. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Becky Nirenberg, Emporia Community Foundation CEO, joining us here to close out our 805 newscast again with more details about Emporia Community Foundation Celebrates.